Dictation for Brian Cook Back, BryantCookBack, BECK. Date of accident, date of birth is 11-11-92. Date of injury is 10-21-2021. Mr. Brian Cook allegedly was involved in an automobile accident and he was rear-ended as a front seat passenger. And he reported that he injured himself in the head, leading to severe headaches, along with dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of memory, confusion, and forgetfulness, as well as pain in the neck and the lower back with radiation to the right side of the leg. Was the initial story that the patient has. He was placed on, although he was injured on October 21st, 2020, he never had any insurance coverage. And we have seen first time on 11-23-2022. We have placed him on a conservative treatment with chiropractic and physical therapy and medications. The patient reported that he has had no physical therapy all along, and that's what his claim is. And I believe that patient wants to now go have all the treatment since he has insurance. He reports of sweaty hands, and he's feeling severe anxiety from this car accident, and he cannot sleep majority of the time. The patient requests some help and some referral to a psychiatrist. The pain level in the lower back is mainly reported is at 9. The neck pain is 0. Shooting pain is also not there so much. The ADLs are affected 8 as follows. Walking ability is affected 9. General activity mood is affected 8, work is affected 7, and 20% pain relief has been reported. In the system review, please, here are the positive symptoms. Please type the negative symptoms also. In the neurology and psych, positive symptoms, dizziness, vertigo, fatigue, anxiety. In the pain and numbness, positive symptoms, lower back stiffness, neck pain, and rest are negative. GI, GU, respiratory. In last 30 days, patient report the symptoms, pain symptoms are the same and no other changes in medical, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or other trauma. Current pain medications are none, substance abuse none. Patient is advised to use marijuana. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is reveals that the blood pressure is 148/99, pulse is 84, pulse ox is 99%. The rest of the physical examination will be the same from previous visit of 126-2023. Dictation number is 0201-010. Along with diagnosis, plan is to continue physical therapy only for lower back and once a week for the area. And then work disability has been signed. Labs were reviewed. Patient is found to be in compliance. The patient has been ordered a MRI of cervical spine, lumbar spine, that he failed to do on the last visit. And once the MRIs are done, further pathology will be revealed and appropriate changes in the plan of care will be conducted. Medication-wise, he is provided with Mobic 15 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory along with Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day, with Elavil 50 milligram at night and Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety. He's referred to psychiatry and neuropsychiatry of his choice. Thank you.